Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading begins in verse 10 of Philippians chapter 4. But I rejoiced in the Lord greatly that now, at last, you have revived your concern for me. Indeed, you were concerned before, but you lacked an opportunity to act. Not that I speak from need, for I have learned to be content in whatever circumstances I am. I know how to get along with little, and I also know how to live in prosperity. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of being filled and going hungry, both of having abundance and suffering need. I can do all things through Him who strengthens me.
In difficult seasons, it's natural to want to make changes, such as quitting a job, ending a friendship, or moving away in order to resolve frustration. But those of us who are believers should first investigate the cause. Discontentment may come from an inability to accept ourselves as we were created. The talents, personality, and physical attributes God gave us are exactly what we need to follow His will for our life. Coveting the things we lack or would change distracts us from our purpose. Discontentment may come from a reluctance to deal with our past. We can't move beyond painful memories and mistakes until we confront them with God's grace and forgiveness and deal with the emotional issues that resulted from them. Discontentment may come from holding on to ungodly behaviors or attitudes. Sin naturally breeds discontentment. But Psalm 119, verse 165 says, "Those who love your law have great peace, and nothing causes them to stumble." The key to contentment lies not in our circumstances, but in God Himself. The next time you're frustrated and want to change your situation, take a moment to look inward. Do you accept who God made you to be? Are you in need of His healing? Should you approach Him in repentance? Whatever the case may be, turn to the Lord. He is the source of true peace and fulfillment.